What's the main activity down at the quay now?
Well, to say predominantly leisure. I mean, it's predominantly leisure. Some of the Cowes sailing clubs, well, mainly the Island Sailing Centre, in our area of the river course, which is, as I say, was south of the Folly, there's only two commercial operators going, and now that is Vestas, of course, which are manufacturing these large wind turbine blades, and they're shipped out, so we charge them per ton for shipping those blades out. We don't get much out of that because, of course, it's based on weight, and although those blades might be 50 feet long in old measurement, they don't weigh much because they're just a fiberglass thing. So there's not a lot of weight attached to them. So, and they only ship about one blade across at a time, perhaps two, and those blades only go about 40 tons. So there's not, we don't get a lot in that. And of course, the other commercial operator is up at Newport at Black Ace Quay, where Ralph Cook lands the sea dredged ballast. I mean, those ships are not, what come up there are not suction dredgers. They actually go to Southampton and pick up the material off the wharf over there. It's already been washed and cleaned and brought back and unloaded in his yard, which he sells for ready mix. So Vestas, outward shipping of turbine blades, and Ralph Cook's inward shipping of sea dredged ballast is the only commercial trade we got at Newport now. Apart from that, everything else is visiting yachts and a few houseboats, and a few what we call regular users. Now, the regular users are people who predominantly live in Newport. They don't use boats very often, but it's more convenient for them to have a boat tied up at Newport and then have to go to the Folly, row out to a boat on a mooring. I mean, most of these regular users up at Newport, they just own a boat, I think, for the sake of owning one. In fact, there's one or two outside the old bargeman's rest there who haven't moved for 20 years, I don't expect. But they still keep them there. And of course, winter storage on the quay, but of course, it's certainly, since other people came into the management of my department, that's a killed stone dead. I used to lift out, and I've got record books here, as of most stuff, and there was a time when I used to lift out 72 boats we lifted on that quay. We, as soon as Vectors Transport moved out down the northern end, 72 boats we lift out, but for many years we lift out 60. Well, this year they lifted out 7. It's been going down and going down and doing down because the people on the council got this silly idea to get more money of the people is to put the prices up, which has the opposite effect. Because the people said, we're not going to pay that much to have our boat put on the quay in a public open space where kids could come down at night with a blessed pint and spray can and write anything on the side of our boat, kick the chocks out, the boat will fall over. If we could, it's cheaper for us to go in a shipyard somewhere, Odessa Boatyard, Island Harbour, Kingston, or anywhere, and they're cheaper than us.